What is going on, ILC listeners? This is Sife. Thank you for checking us out each and every week, each and every other week, whenever you decide to listen to us or whenever you discovered us. We appreciate the listenership and the support that we get from all of you guys. Thank you very much. This episode might be a tough one. It might be a little bit of a roller coaster ride of emotions. So please bear with us if it comes off a little bit messed up, this, that, and the other, because there's been a lot that's been going on in the ILC household this week, and we will definitely share it with you guys. And it might be some moments where it gets a little bit uncomfortable, gets a little emotional. So please just bear with us. Please brace yourselves. Please strap up. And we appreciate every single one of you guys that support us. So anything that you can send to us as far as messages, DMs, you could see it in the description of our podcast. We will definitely appreciate the support and some of the moral support as well. Thank you very much and enjoy the show.
Is that what you wanted me to start off
with? What's up, y'all? I'm Sife.
Gina.
And welcome to another episode of the Interracial Odd Couple Podcast, Season 5.
Yeah, okay.
We ain't Season 5 yet.
I don't know. I'm kidding.
We are.
Are we? I don't know.
What's up, everybody? We missed you guys. We definitely missed you guys. Thank you for checking us out. We are the Interracial Odd Couple Podcast. If you want to reach out to us in our descriptions, in our DMs, and everything else. You already see it in the description of the podcast.
Yeah, that's what he says.
And we are staying
high and right.
And positive vibes.
All day.
As always. Well, as always. Yeah, man, we're happy to be back with you guys, man.
Mm-hmm.
We are definitely happy to be back with you guys.
Yeah.
So what's been going on, honey? Go, shorty. It's your birthday. Happened. If you want to follow us on our Instagram page.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to post some more clips about that. I mean, I already did it on our Instagram stories.
Yeah.
But I'm going to put some clips up, man. I'm going to put something up, man.
Some what?
Clips of everything that happened for your birthday.
Oh, yeah.
What Not everything.
Woo. Only fans. I'm learning what that shit is. Yeah.
Trying to get her to catch up, y'all.
I'm trying to get some more money. What's up?
All right. So how was your birthday weekend, baby?
Hi.
Hi. What do you mean?
It was great.
Yeah?
It was. It was really good. Had a lot of fun.
Did we?
Oh, well, Saturday.
It was a day trip.
Yeah.
When motherfuckers think they was going to try to rob us, we was already back home.
Yeah.
We was already back home like, yeah, yo, what's up? What's happening?
We felt old.
We didn't feel old. I just knew what time it was. I was like, man, if we go put our business out there in the streets, we going to be at home.
Yeah.
Ha ha! Surprise, bitch! Bang!
None of that happened. Anyways.
So how did you enjoy your birthday weekend, baby?
It was fun. We went to this place down in Kansas City called Planters.
Planters.
Planters. And it was adorable. It was quite wiped out, but it was adorable.
Quite wiped out, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. People are already ahead of us. But it was exciting to just go see, so, yeah.
And we purchased some seeds from there.
We did. I got some seeds.
Yeah.
And I got a couple plants, so we didn't go, you know, empty-handed.
Man, you got four plants in total.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I did.
Yeah. And what are we going to do with those?
Plant them? Jesus.
Like, damn, man, he's already put me on fucking blast.
So we
like,
can eat him? Some thyme and lavender.
Thyme and lavender, huh?
Some thyme and lavender. So I can kill these ones.
Oh, man, but we had a fucking blast.
We did.
Just being on the road. Gina panicked the whole fucking time, ladies and gentlemen.
And I did not. I did panic until we was going to leave.
That's just a little quick blip in the radar. That was all it was.
That was the only time I panicked.
That was the only... Really? That's just a blip in the radar. That's all it was.
See, it was a blip in my panic.
A blip... That might be the name of this episode. A blip in your panic. No, we had a fucking great time.
We did.
I needed to have that too. Mm-hmm. I definitely needed to have a little quick getaway, get out of here. I know a lot of people are feeling that same way right now, being locked down now that some of the mandates is getting lifted more and more all across the country right now with wearing masks, washing your hands, making sure these hoes wash their pussy, making sure these dudes do some manscaping. All the above, man.
I guess.
Germs. They germinate.
I don't know. I don't touch nothing. So.
You still don't touch nothing, huh?
I don't touch nothing.
And if you touch it, we buy two of them, right?
Yep. Got a match.
Well, happy birthday to you, baby.
Thank you. It was great.
Happy belated.
Thank you.
Happy belated. Yeah, man, we had a good time, man. We needed that little break. There's a lot of things that's been going on in our household.
Yes.
A lot of things have been going on.
Yeah. Much heartache.
Yeah. Yeah, this week has been a lot of heartache, man. It's been tough for us. Mm-hmm. It's definitely been tough for us. Now that we're on the weekend, is upon us. Mm-hmm. We are here. We appreciate you guys listening to us through the weekend right now. Man. So after the extravaganza, and Gina took me to all kind of crazy places, especially that one store. I don't even remember the name of that damn store, but it was like just a swap meet from hell. It was. I was like, where are we at?
It was awesome.
And what are we doing?
I liked looking at everything. I wanted these pants so bad. And I'm like, I don't even know why.
I was like, you go get your belly button pierced and do some tantra?
I was excited. I didn't know why.
I was like, ooh, I'll watch. On top of my Man, I was like, where the hell are we at? I'm like, this is crazy. This is like Willy Wonka on acid. It was. It definitely was. But you loved that store.
It was an awesome store.
So what did you gather from that store?
I don't know. I could have took one of everything. But that's why I took nothing.
And the owner was a black lady.
Yeah.
And she was sweet as hell.
She was.
And she definitely made sure she watched us. Right. Because I was the only nigga in that store.
She just kept coming around. Hi. You doing okay?
Yeah. I'm like, I'm the only brother in here. Why do you keep asking me? I ain't stealing none of this weird shit. We still good. Look at all these white people that have identity crisis. Why? Fuck you harassing us. What are you doing? Get the fuck out of here. Holy shit, man. Yeah. But it was fun, though.
It was
definitely fun. It was a fun little day trip.
It was a lot of fun.
Definitely a fun day trip for my baby's birthday. Mm-hmm. That's what we could do right now because we busy, y'all.
Yes.
We busy, y'all. We about to be even more busy. Stay tuned. But that was a fun time. I do appreciate the fact that we got to do that.
Mm-hmm, me too.
Because a lot of people don't even get a chance to do that. Mm-mm. Just have a day trip, man. Just go somewhere.
I know. It's been forever for us. Years.
Yeah, Gina and I definitely need a vacation together right now, man.
Yeah.
We definitely do. But that will come in due time.
I know.
That will definitely come in due time. But we had a great time, man. And we came back home. Sunday, we chilled out.
Yeah.
How was your grandpa doing? Did it. Diaper on backwards.
Oh my goodness.
God dang, every time you do that sigh. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Shorty got an ass on her. Oh.
That entire day. What? The problem was, I asked for one day. I haven't had a day. I go over there 7 days a week.
Literally.
7 days a week.
Literally, guys.
I don't.
And gals. Yeah.
I don't get a time. And it's three times a day.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes four, but mainly it's three times a day.
Yeah. A day.
And, you know, in between leaving the house and getting back to the house, it's roughly an hour and 45 minutes to 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's time consuming. And it's back-breaking.
Yeah.
And it's tiring. But I do this every day, 7 days a week.
Yep.
And I turn around and, you know, every once in a while, or I try to every other week, you know, ask for an evening off. And I'm like, that's the least I can do, right? You know, mm-hmm. Come on, somebody help me. Right. You know, not fair.
Just to kind of preface this a little bit, though, just for new listeners that may be listening right now, that are taking care of elderly parents or great-grandparents or grandparents, all the above. When your dad, mom, aunt, uncle, all of them are still alive and they're not taking care of their parents, and you're relying on your grandchild to take care of them, that's Gina. So let's
go.
That's
me, yeah. I do. I do have two aunts. Or I do have two an aunt and an uncle and my father.
They all marry, so. but your father is the only one that ain't. Anyway.
So, there's lots of other family members, mm-hmm. that are very
capable.
Yeah.
Okay, not your age.
I mean, I try not to be so selfish and ask for, you know, one evening.
And that's bullshit.
Every 2 weeks.
That's complete bullshit. What do you mean every 2 weeks?
So,
a Monday through Friday job, you get Saturday and Sunday off.
So the last time I had, you know, any time off was, I mean, a complete day off was last September.
It was the 3rd of September.
Right.
So, the day I thought of. All right, I'm sorry.
So.
But you're right.
I've told them, I said, you know, and I gave them like a week's notice. A week's notice, you know. I'm like, I'm so.
This is my 2 weeks' notice for a week off.
I am taking my birthday off. Week.
Yeah, my birthday.
I'm taking Saturday, my birthday, off. I said.
Hence how we had to make it a day trip.
So I get a response back. Well, I work 9 to 1, so I can't.
9 to 1? I wish I had to work 9 to 1.
And then this is my aunt, and she's like, and then my boss is taking me out to eat, so we're gonna go eat. So I might make it by 5:30. Okay. Well, maybe I can ask Kyle and see if he can. My son.
Mm-hmm. That lives next door. If you guys have been following us on the Interracial Law Couple podcast, he moved in last year, season 4.
I was like, maybe I can see if he can come over in the morning. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying the morning.
Morning.
To help, you know, Nana just to get him up.
Yeah.
No response.
Of course there wasn't.
Nobody says anything.
And this is a family text chat, right? No,
yes.
Yeah, because yes, they old. Just because you had a birthday, we ain't old yet. Right. Fuck out of here. Not after recording the last night.
Nobody responds. Mm. All week long goes by.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on. You know, I'm just like, you know, freaking out. And Nana's just last day. She's like, well, we'll just wing it.
Like, yeah, how does that ever work out? Because somebody has to have a complete fucking system and plan on how you guys get down.
My grandmother does not wing it. Okay.
If anybody has a black belt,
we're going to wing it. I'm like, this is not going to be good. No.
If anybody has a black belt and winging it, it is you.
Yeah, right? I'm like, you all are fucked.
I've watched it. I've watched you do it. And I'm like, everybody believes in these jujitsu moves? And I'm sitting back and like, nah. Still don't. Let me give you an omoplata action real quick. Anyway.
Anyway. So the next morning, we leave.
Yes, we left.
And I am
we was on the road.
If you guys
checked us out on our Instagram page and our stories, we was on the road.
I'm like,
we got a post up there right now because Gina wanted to fuck it up. But we'll get to that in a minute.
That seems normal.
No, you fucked it up because I had her birthday card stashed in the damn glove compartment.
Yeah, I did fuck it up. Why do you put something in the glove department? When I freak out, like, do I have a mask?
Do I have a mask? And then she opened it up and I was like, oh.
There it is.
There's a card that says, my baby. Trying to navigate and drive. And driving. Well, I ain't going to say what speed I was driving at.
But I don't know.
I had to navigate the camera, man. Navigate the phone. Make sure my baby got captured, man.
Yes, he did good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, anyways. We leave, so and I'm like, crampy. Ignoring. I'm like, no. They are on their own. This is my day.
Damn right.
So, I'm ignoring. And then I get a phone call.
From?
Kyle.
Yep.
I am never doing that again. I don't like doing that.
And like, unfortunately for Kyle, our middle son, he lives next door to Nano and Poppy.
I know you don't. He's like, all he did kept crossing his legs. I can't lift him when he crosses his legs. I know, because that's like dead weight. That's
man.
Like 500 pounds versus 200 pounds.
Ain't no damn 500 pounds.
Dead weight feels like it, dead weight.
Man, gravity's a motherfucker. It definitely is.
Oh, I
it
know
definitely it. Is.
So, yeah. So then I was like, you'll be fine. I'm sorry. Just leave the house ASAP and don't come back the rest of the day. What does he do? Not leave.
Don't want to hear you 20 years younger than BS. What do you do?
So he stays. Doesn't do what I said. Finally, he turns. Finally, I get a call.
Mm-hmm.
At like almost 3 o'clock. Is it 2:45? Yelling and he's mad.
Why were you eating lunch?
Yeah, why were we eating lunch?
Man, that stack of ribs and everything else, I'm going to have to post that clip up, too, on Instagram.
That was
interracial underscore odd underscore couple underscore podcast. I'll post that up tomorrow. Definitely. That was an amazing lunch.
That was a good lunch.
It was very good.
I'm glad we
just needed our seasonings.
It took us a while to pick it.
And then the bitch want to come out. Excuse me. The lady, the waitress, wants to come out and say, do you need some barbecue sauce? Like, nah, I'm going to take this home. She didn't know we was talking about 200-something miles away. I'm going to just take this home. Dog's been eating them bones all week.
So, get another phone call. He's screaming. He's mad. He's like, nobody showed up. And I'm like, what do you mean? Nana calls me.
Yeah.
And says, can you come put Poppy down? And I'm like, okay. And he said, because nobody showed up. And I'm like, what do you mean nobody showed up? They're supposed to show up.
That's pathetic. And that's completely pathetic.
Every day.
Your own children can't show up.
Somebody shows up. Mm. But on the one day.
Your birthday.
Nobody shows up. Are you fucking kidding me?
It's completely pathetic. This is what you call a dysfunctional family. And y'all white.
I'm like, Jesus.
And what's so funny is I don't want anybody to have this misconception just because we are the Interracial Odd Couple podcast of thinking that, yo, yeah, white families, black families, whatever families, there's levels of dysfunction. There's layers to this bullshit. There's layers to it. And that's bullshit.
So,
if you guys have been following along with us for a long time now, you've been hearing Gina's plight. You've been hearing her frustrations. You've been hearing all that shit. This is her birthday. It's like it's her birthday. I'm like, man, we got to even make a day trip out of it, but we're going to make the best out of it.
Right.
We definitely did. Man.
These people are nuts.
Man, just going back to that swap meet. I don't like the look of it. Oompa loompa.
Okay, so.
Yeah, man.
Then I get, so I show up.
Yes.
Sunday morning.
After Saturday, last weekend.
To give Poppy his bath. Because we do our Sunday baths, we get shaved.
And mm-hmm.
We get all gussied up.
He gets all dapper.
So, I get there, chat with Nano.
Mm-hmm.
Find out the scoop. And she's like, well, there might be a little mess. Because Debbie and Paul put the diaper on backwards.
Rewind back several minutes ago when I said, oh, I said, that's all funny, huh? Diaper like, on backwards.
Well, they come out the room giggling and laughing, and I asked them, what's so funny?
Mm-hmm.
I said, okay. And she said, they put his brief on backwards, so it might be a little messy in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking, you know, I've done that before. And backwards, you just have to kind of loop it funny. That's all. Not a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I was trying to figure out, you know.
Taking care of elderly.
What they, tough, you man. Know, I was trying to figure out what was so funny then. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I guess it could be a little funny, but,
mm-hmm.
I didn't get it. So anyways, I go in there. And I'm like, backwards? This isn't fucking backwards. I said, this is fucking inside out.
Dum 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 dum.
This is not funny. I said, this is not even close to funny.
You know why it was funny?
They were laughing because they didn't want to go back in there and change it. That's why they were giggling and laughing.
Yeah, because Sunday morning they weren't going to be there.
I said, he was soaked everywhere, head to toe.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, Jesus. So this was not funny.
No, it wasn't.
I said he had to lay in all that.
Let's get to it.
I was so mad.
Did you take that directly as a shot towards you? Because you wanted to have one day off for your birthday of all things? Of course I feel a certain way about that, but what's your thoughts?
They're complete idiots.
Oh, what was they high on? Republican asses.
I don't fucking know. We can't save them all. That's all I just want. Can't save them all.
Man, that shit had me fucked up too. I was like, really? That's what's going on? That's what we doing? Sunday morning. You had to clean all that up.
It was horrible.
Yeah, man.
I mean, he needed a bath anyways. But laying in that all night long, man. I mean, you should know.
You don't know how bed sores, you know, we talked about this and all this. I'm like, come on, man. You can't just, damn, that's how you take care of your father?
Right.
And you relying on your granddaughter? You relying on your, oh, man, all right, whatever.
See why I feel obligated to stay? Because he's going to die if I don't
leave. He wants to die. We've already talked about it.
He's going
to
die if I leave.
Listen, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to go back into our catalog, he said he's wanted a divorce. He's ready to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, that's all. He thought he was going to die on his birthday. He woke up and like, what the hell?
Damn, I'm 91.
Shit. Today, he was pretending he was dead. I was like, he was? He's like, yeah, I did it for an hour.
Oh,
I said, okay. How'd it work out? I woke back up.
What the fuck?
Okay.
That's incredible.
fuck.
Oh, man.
They're all fucking nuts.
Yeah, man, after a high...
And wait a minute. Are they really nuts, or am I the one that's nuts and they're normal?
No, man,
really?
Come on, man.
I don't after keeping fucking know.
After staying high and right, man.
Jeez.
And I'm not talking about just puffing. I'm talking about just life in general, man. We had a blast. Come back to that. What happens Monday? This was Sunday. Monday. Let me tell you guys what happened. Super Bad, our cat, if you guys been listening to us for a while, hasn't been home. We're already here on Friday. It's Friday. He goes out at night, comes back home. He's right there ready to go, coming back into the house when I even leave for work in the mornings. Damn, man. He gone, man.
He's done this for 6 years.
Yeah.
Never missed a beat.
Yeah. And he gone right now.
He's gone.
It's tough. All of you guys that understand, having a pet in the family is like having children in the family.
He is my child.
Some of the pets replace the children that leave the nest.
We got him when he was like 2 weeks old.
I have to post a picture of that too. Because I don't think I ever posted a picture of him when we first got him out there at your dad's farm.
I mean, we had to nurse him. This dude, I don't know, he was probably on life number 8. I mean, we
before we even got him, even brought him home.
We almost killed him several times.
No, we didn't.
Bullshit.
You
he
didn't.
Ate a fucking he ate an ibuprofen. Man. I mean, Jesus. I'm fucking 3 weeks old. I mean, the dude,
yeah, man.
Dude trying to die so many times.
Man, our cat, Super Bad, man. It's fucking us up this week, too.
Yeah.
It's definitely fucking us up this week. It's fucking me up this week, too. I was never a cat guy, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. I hated cats. When I met Gina while we was dating, long story short, I hated her cats. Hated both of them.
They were
shit. Fucking punks.
They were
some punks. And the one that I had the most beef with was a motherfucker that
all the time.
I'm like, man. And you know what? It took me a few months later to realize after she told me he's declawed. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? This whole time I thought this motherfucker had his fucking talons. I thought he had his talons. I'm like, oh, it's definitely on. Man, beat his ass. Not really. He dodged me the whole fucking time. Fast forwarding, long story short. This is my introduction to cats. He was dying. He came ill really quick. Really quickly. Really quickly. It just progressed really fast.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt a way about it. I'm like, because Gina was away at the time at work a lot. She was on the road a lot. I was at home with the kids. I'm like, damn. Something's wrong with him, man. You know, long story short, to fast forward it, me and him never got along. Never got along. But when he was dying and I could tell he was going to die within a few days, I was like, damn, man, it just progressed so damn fast. It was like a month.
Mm-hmm.
It was literally a month. I'm like, holy shit, man, what happened, man? Something attacked his body. Long story short, he was the only one that would let me pick him up and carry him those last few days. It was like the last 4 or 5 days he was alive. It fucked me up because me and him were mortal enemies. He didn't like me. I didn't like him. But he was the only one to let me pick him up and carry him. Our other kids, man, he bit one of them.
Mm-hmm.
When that was her kid. Her cat.
Yeah.
Janae, as you guys know. If you've been listening to us for a while. Fucked me up that he let me pick him. I'm like, damn, man. I see how he's hurting and his pain and everything. I was like, man, and I was afraid at first. But when I picked him up, he embraced me. And I was like, damn, man. this shit hurts.
Mm-hmm.
So he passed. You guys heard that goofy story about him being buried with Gina's fish, the Oscar. Yes. It's fucked up.
Yeah, fucked up story. Mm-hmm.
And I was never a cat guy. And even after his passing, I was still not a cat guy. Then we ended up with Superbad.
Mm-hmm.
We ended up with him. I'm like, man. Well, I'm just going to nurse him back to health. He was the last kitten to survive out of the whole litter that was born out there to Dad's farm.
That was being killed one by one because they became little puppy toys.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was trying to save them all. Oh, those fucking puppies.
And then you bring him home. I was like, well, once you nurse him back to health over this weekend, during that particular 6 years ago, when you nurse him back to health over the weekend,
and take him back.
You better take his ass back.
I did.
And it didn't last long.
No, because then he almost got killed again. So he had to come back.
And I was never a cat guy. Keep this in mind. Never a cat guy. I love dogs. I'm a huge dog lover. Love dogs. So we bring him back home 6 years later. It's going to be a seventh year of his birthday, or 7 years alive. He's been gone since we came back from Kansas City. He's been gone.
Mm-hmm.
Not like him at all. Mm-hmm. Had a sick feeling to my stomach a couple of days ago. I was like, yo. I went around, drove around, walk up and down, you know, walked around a lake just yesterday, all this other stuff. I'm like, man, yeah, so special rest in peace to our cat, man. I hate cats. But that documentary that we love, Don't Fuck With Cats. Shit's fucking me up, man, because that was my homie. Never liked cats. Never had to get him declawed. Had to get him neutered because he got caught by the county city.
He got caught.
Yeah, man. He got
fucked
up. Because
of food. His favorite thing in the world is food.
And then had to go bail his ass out of jail and then get him neutered. I'm like, damn it, man. You cost me a lot of money. You better be around for years to come. So, he's gone. Keep in mind, this was just Monday. We're on Friday right now. Let's back it up. Monday. What did I do Monday morning? Take our oldest dog.
Mm-hmm.
Took him to the vet to get him checked out. Long story short, he's got cancer. Bone cancer. Same day. After the high of our weekend. The highs and lows of this roller coaster ride, man.
Crazy.
The highs and lows. And I ain't seen the sunshine all fucking week.
Nope.
Here in Kansas, ladies and gentlemen. That's where we live at. Oh, and they lift mask mandates and stuff like that. Yeah. Cool. Whatever. All right.
I'll still wear mine because you guys got cooties.
So the same day that our cat didn't come home, the same day we found out our oldest dog has cancer. Fuck, man. Tough shit. It's tough shit to deal with, man. So, you want to talk about emotional roller coaster rides and stuff like that, man? You guys heard it in the introduction, and that's why I gave you guys a disclaimer before we even started this podcast, man.
And not only that, it doesn't help that my health is not doing very good. Well, I have my thyroid's not working.
Man.
So I'm having to take these funny medications that make me cry over everything.
Man, this week we supposed to cry over everything.
So it's like, oh my God.
Okay, listen. Straight up, ladies and gentlemen, and I appreciate you guys that listen to us, man. Straight up, babe. When have you ever seen me cry for how long?
Oh,
basically since my grandmother's my grandmother's death. That was the last time you seen me cry and I had to get away because, you know, male ego, I don't cry in front of people. That's not what I do.
Mm-hmm.
I cried my ass off midweek this week. Because out of all four pets that we have, just pets, it's always been Superbad and Skeeter. Skeeter, you know those are my two.
Mine's been Superbad and I and got Ghost. Hit
with that news just from my perspective this week. Like, damn. And you know what? I'm still fucking mad because I took Skeeter into the vet last year during the pandemic, COVID-19, 2020. I took him in. I was like, yo, this lump on him don't look right. Oh, it's just arthritis. Here we are.
Yep.
Here we fucking are. He's got 2 to 4 months if you just give him pain meds, if you get his leg amputated, all this other stuff. And man, I already knew what time it was. I'm like, listen, man, and I'm not going to put my dog to that kind of pain. Not going to do it.
He's happy and just fine.
That dog has been there since the beginning of our relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, we've been together a little bit before that, but yeah. Since the beginning of our relationship, he's been the one.
Yeah, he's 11.
11 years old. Catahoula.
Oh, he'll be 11 years old this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and he's going to see his 11th birthday, damn it.
Oh, he will.
He's going to see it. Mm-hmm. He's hard-headed like his owners. But man, the emotional roller coaster that we've been going through in our household, and that's why we've been segmenting our podcast every 2 weeks, ladies and gentlemen, because life is busy. You guys understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Life is busy. There's a lot of things going on, this, that, and the other. And they thinking right now, I'm sure some of them is like, yo, Syph, man, really with the pets? Yeah, really, Syph, with the pets. They're family. They're family. The one time after Gina just told you guys that I can't even just enjoy my birthday without the bullshit, and we go enjoy her birthday, one day trip, come back, and this is what we came back to, man. Life comes at you fast. Life is tough for everybody right now. Life is just full of shits, full of fucking giggles, full of all the above. It's full of all of that stuff, man. But you got to persevere. You got to be strong. We got to move on, man. We got to do what we got to do because we busy, y'all. But when it's being too busy, too busy. That's a tough thing that you have to consider. You have to consider that when it comes to your family, most importantly.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to your family, rest in peace to the shooting victims that, man, in Colorado, Boulder, Colorado this week.
That's terrible.
The families, the loved ones, the friends. Another senseless killing. I know that's a weird transition, but it's not. Can't take every day for granted. You can't do it. Don't do it. Yeah, we all get wrapped up in us being busy. We all get wrapped up into trying to figure things out. A lot of us are still unemployed, still getting furloughed, still this, that, the other. And then, of course, when you see the headlines of like, oh, yeah, unemployment rates is down, this, that, and the other. Okay, cool, man. What about my taxes? I'm still waiting on my tax return. There's a lot of things that a lot of people are stressed out about. But still, take into consideration your family, your friends, your loved ones, and yes, even your pets. Because pets give you sanity more than your family will sometimes. Mm-hmm. They just do, man.
Mm-hmm.
They just do. As much as they piss you off knocking over plants, you guys know we're gardening. You know our gardening and how we get down. And
God
how
damn
we,
it, Ghost. And like, watch your tail.
What you doing spraying on the tomato starters, man? What you doing? What you doing, man?
Stop being so excited. Get out the room. Just,
man, stop it. Out, motherfucker, out.
There's not enough room for two of us.
Man. That's what happens when you have so many plant starters in the house. That's what happens. And just like that, it can be taken away from you and gone. gone, man. It's tough. You guys, if you've been listening to us for a while, you've been with us since day one, you know how much we love our pets. You know how much we love our family. You know how much we do. How much we sacrifice, how much we love them, how much we give it up, even give them spotlight on the microphone, even though you may not see them like that. But they there. They're part of our family. And it sucks, man, when you lose a pet, when you lose a family member, man, when you lose loved ones, especially, like I said, the senseless killing in Boulder, Colorado. Never take a single day for granted. Please don't. The energy could be fucked up. Your psyche could be fucked up. That's fine. That's tough to deal with. Something that we have to learn to navigate through. One thing that I always consider and think about is it never really resonates until it's close to home. Problem being, everything going on out here, especially from an injustice aspect, should resonate and be close to home. A life is a life. So rest in peace to our cat. Man, and my dog, man. My dog Skeeter, man. He's my dog, Ghost of Gina's dog, if you guys don't know. But he's got cancer, and we'll probably lose him this year, too. So I'll post pictures of him, especially just yesterday. He found a hole, babe. Found a hole in a water hose. But, yo, loss has been tough for a lot of people through the course of your lives, through the course of everybody's lives, man. Loss is the hardest thing to deal with, but you got to keep trucking along. It's easier said than done. Got to keep trucking along. We got to keep going along, especially if you know what they would expect you to do. Because I know good and dang well, if I were to die tomorrow, you better not feel bad for me. I've always told Gina this. Man, throw me in the oven. Bake me up. Get the mashes. Get you a sexy pool boy in Tijuana. All the above. But jokes aside, man, it's been tough. It's definitely been tough. But that's the roller coaster ride that we've been on, man. Mm-hmm. I know you guys probably feel the emotion in our voices, and we're sorry if we seem a little somber and a little depressed, if we seem like we're manic and all these other things that you guys understand. That's why you've been listening to us.
That's these hormone pills. Oh, my God.
Yeah, and then there's that, too.
I don't know what's going on.
Then there's that, too.
Yeah.
But, man, if you guys want to send us a little bit of sympathy, a little bit of love and respect, man, we would definitely appreciate that, and we would definitely need that right now. We would love to have those DMs, emails, whatever you guys can do right now to, you know, keep us going. Keep us going. We've been consistent for a long time. Yeah, we had to segment it out starting in 2021 every 2 weeks with our podcast because we're busy, y'all. But if you guys could send us a little bit of love, respect, a little bit of sympathy, a thumbs up, anything, we would appreciate that. We would definitely appreciate that. So, baby.
Yeah.
I've done enough talking. Mm-hmm. Anything you want to tell everybody before we get out of here?
Just take it a day at a time.
Yeah.
All we can do. Yep.
I love you.
I love you.
I know you do. But listen, we getting ready to eat.
No shit. I'm like, I hope these people cannot hear my fucking stomach growling. I'm like, oh my God. I'm gonna be shaking trying to cook dinner. I'm like, ugh.
Man, shit. What part of your illness is you being sore, baby? It's okay.
I know.
I wonder why.
Yes, that's why.
Last night. All right, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Interracial Odd Couple Podcast. You know how to reach out to us. We would definitely appreciate some of the support because we need some of that from you guys too, man. And we do appreciate the people that do send us messages to get back to us and let us know, hey, man, we fuck with you guys. We love you guys, man. I fuck with your podcast. I fuck with you guys and what you're doing and all that. That is so cool, man. But right now, we hurting over here, y'all. We hurt, man. Send us a little bit of positive energy. And Stan,
hi, right.
As always, we love you guys, and we will talk to you soon.